As I bring you this final broadcast this morning, I'd like to challenge you with a question. Have you ever knelt at Calvary, guilty, lost, condemned before the laws of God, and found mercy through faith in His blood, and had the assurance that your sins were covered by the blood? That's the most important thing in all the world. It's more than accepting Jesus as things coming to turn with the God of heaven. Coming to Him in repentance. You have to come by Calvary. You have to accept the blood of Jesus, one that died in your place, if you're covered by this blood. And when you're covered by the blood, the Lord comes in to sup with you, and you with Him. And then you and God walk together in the person of the Holy Spirit. And then you have a personal relationship, a personal praying relationship with God that we talk to you about each morning. Paul said, it is Christ in you, the hope of glory. If you've got any hope of heaven, it'll have to be based upon the Spirit of God living in you now. He said, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. So this morning, I want to talk to you about the great thing the Lord Jesus Christ has did for us. I've been talking to you about the blood several Tuesday mornings, so I want to talk to you, continue to talk about the blood. And it flows from Genesis to Revelation. So I want to discuss with you some of the things the book of Revelation says about the blood. Let me read you about what a wonderful Savior and Redeemer we have in the first chapter of Revelation, beginning at the fourth verse and reading down through the seventh verse. Said John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, peace from Him which is, which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before His throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is a faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the king of the earth, unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and His Father, to Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Then He said in the seventh verse, behold, He cometh with the clouds, and every eye shall see Him, and they also which pierced Him, and all the kindred of the earth shall wail because of Him. Even so come. The Bible talks about the blood all through the book of Revelation. And I want you to notice how John exalts the Lord Jesus Christ in these few verses that I've read to you. He said, grace and peace from Him which is. We're talking about a Lord that's alive and in action now. A God with Him whom you have to do. His laws are stamped in your conscience. And He's sitting yonder at the right hand of His Father this morning. And His Holy Spirit is alive in that action in the world. He said, He which is and which was. He talks about a Lord that was from all eternity. He was back in the past, in creation. Was alive and in action all through the Old Testament. And then He said, which is to come. He discusses a God that goes from Genesis to Revelation, and a Lord that goes from Genesis to Revelation, from one eternity to another. And he said he's coming again to be glorified with his saints that have been washed in his blood, covered by his blood, and to execute judgment on all who know not God and obey not the gospel. All that are not sheltered by the blood will experience the wrath of the Lamb someday. And he said, and from Jesus Christ, who came in the world to be a faithful witness. And the Bible said he spoke only the thing that his Father told him to speak when he's here in the world. He came in the world to completely do his Father's will. And he did that while he's here on this earth. And he said he laid down his life, but no man took it from him. He laid down his life for us. He said, I've got power to lay my life down, and I've got power to take it again. And then it says he's the first begotten of the dead. He had power to resurrect himself from the dead and become the first fruits of them that sleep. And then he goes on here in these verses that I read to you and said he's a prince over the kings of the earth. He said all power in heaven and earth has been given into his hands. And all the kings and presidents, dictators, monarchs, will bow their knees before him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords someday. In Revelation 6:15, 16 and 17, it says the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the mighty men, every bondsman, every free man, every American and every Russian, will try to hide themselves in the dens and the rocks of the mountains when he comes back to be glorified in his blood-washed people and to execute judgment on all that know not God. It's something to think about because we're all headed for the long ages of eternity. And the most important thing in all the world to you, if you're listening to me this morning, it's not whether you've got religion or not. You can nod your head and get religion. But it's another thing to have the assurance that you've been washed in this blood and are sheltered by that blood now before the Lord comes back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It's at all, ever I'll see him. And the rich men and all the mighty men will pray to the rocks and mountains to hide them from the face of him that sits on the throne of the universe, now King of Kings and Lord of Lords, coming with 10,000 of his angels to execute judgment on all that's not covered by the blood. And that's the only thing that will hide you from the wrath of the Lamb. Because now it's the Lamb of God, that gentle Lamb that came and gave his life, is coming King of Kings and Lord of Lords to execute judgment and to establish righteousness in the earth. He's the one that's executing this judgment on all that's not covered by the blood of the Lamb that was shed on Calvary, because the great day of his wrath has come, and only the ones that are sheltered by the blood will be able to escape the wrath of the Lamb when he comes back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now here's what Revelation says that he did for us. Unto him that loved us, he put our names in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world according to the Word of God. You and me, this didn't accidentally come into the world. God had put our names according to the Bible in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. He died on Calvary's cross some 2,000 years ago to redeem us from our sins by His own blood. Can you imagine this? I know Paul told the Corinthians when he exalted the Lord before him, said, if you don't love the Lord like this, he said, let him be accursed, let him go to hell, and he will go to hell if he don't love the Lord Jesus Christ that did all this for him. Listen here, what it says in these few verses that I read to you. You need to read them over and over again for yourself. He said, I washed us from our sins in His own blood. Can you imagine that? We're all under the curse of soul that sins, it'll die. But He came down and died in our place and washed us from our sins in His own blood. The Bible said He purchased us. We're a purchased possession because He purchased us out from under the wrath of God that was coming to get our blood. It said we was purchased by His blood. The Bible said all souls are mine. The soul that sins, it shall die. But the Lord Jesus came into the world to wash our souls in His own blood, paid the penalty with His own blood, and adopted us into His family. And through this adoption, we have royal blood in our veins. And one of these days, we are going to inherit a kingdom the Bible said was prepared for us from the foundation of the world. Can you imagine in your mind what a great Savior and what great Lord and Redeemer we have that did all of this for us? Made us kings and priests unto God. Now we don't have to come to no priest in the Old Testament. You'd have to bring your lamb, and the priest would go between you and God and take this blood to shelter you from your sins. But now we have a Savior that's sitting down on the right hand of God. He took His own blood and redeemed us from our sins and washed us in His blood. And now you can approach directly unto God. Each one of you and me are priests unto God. We don't have to go to no preacher, nobody else. We can appeal directly to the throne of grace in heaven because the Lord has made us a priest and done away with that old tabernacle and temple worship. And He's the only intermediator between God and man now. And we can come directly to the throne of grace through Him because He's made us kings and priests unto God. And we can come to the Lord Jesus Christ guilty, lost, condemned by the laws of God and find mercy and forgiveness going directly to the throne of grace. And I'm so glad I experienced that. When I experienced that there was no personal workers or no soul winners in the meet between me and God, I came to the place that I knew I was condemned already before God and before His laws. And I started seeking God. And I'm so glad that He opened this way where a poor lost sinner can call upon God and seek Him in mercy and pardon and can find forgiveness. through faith in that blood was shed on Calvary's cross, and then His Spirit will come into you to guide and counsel you as we go on our way towards our eternal home. And this journey home to heaven has to start at the foot of Calvary's cross. That's the only place that we cannot find pardon and forgiveness, is there where that blood flowed from Calvary's cross. And I want to read to you over in Revelation, the 7th chapter, the 14th verse. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? Whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, these are they which came out of great tribulations and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. The only one that's going to be yonder in heaven is going to be the ones whose robes have been made white in the blood of the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. So the most important thing to you this morning, are you sure that you've been covered by the blood, not just joined in religion? Satan deceiving multitudes with religion, because religion won't get you to heaven, back to the presence of the Lord. Your robe will have to be made white. Your soul will have to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Here's what he said he'd do for them. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. We'll gladly serve him. If you love people, you're glad to do things for them. And he that sits on the throne shall dwell with them. We'll be back in the presence of God. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb, listen to this, the Lamb that was slain, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them. He'll truly be our shepherd then, and shall lead them unto fountains of water. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. So my prayer for each one that listens to me, be sure you're sheltered by the blood and that your soul has been made white in the blood of the Lamb, so we can all enjoy this beautiful city that God has got prepared for us.